controversial union boss John Setka is refusing to step down from his role despite facing expulsion from the Labor Party. Setka is the Victorian Secretary of the CFMEU, and he reportedly claimed that men have fewer rights because of the work of anti-violence campaigner Rosie Batty. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says those comments are incompatible with the values of the Labor Party and he wants his membership torn up. But it appears John Setka won't go without a fight. Here's political reporter Stephanie Boris.
The message couldn't be clearer.
I don't want him in our party. It's that simple.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese has asked the ALP to immediately suspend John Setka's membership.
My concern here is that John Setka undermines the credibility of the trade union movement through the position that he holds and the public views that he's expressed.
And he says at the next party meeting he'll move for the expulsion of John Setka, who's the Victorian Secretary of the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union.
John Setka does not belong in our party because of the views that he holds.
It follows reports that Mr Setka told a meeting of the union's national executive that men have fewer rights because of Rosie Batty's work. The Victorian mother has dedicated her life to helping others after her 11-year-old son was murdered by his father. Rosie Batty says she's pleased with Anthony Albanese's actions.
The Labor Party, as a lot of politicians have been incredibly supportive of my journey, my advocacy, and they make bold statements about family violence being an unacceptable scourge in our society. So we cannot, if we make those statements, stand by and make excuses or allowances or ignore.
It's not the first time John Setka has been in the spotlight. He's previously made threats to expose Australian Building and Construction Commission inspectors. Several unions have condemned the latest remarks, saying they support Rosie Batty and condemn all violence, including Australian Workers Union National Secretary Daniel Walton.
Obviously, there's a bunch of allegations in terms of comments that have been made about her, and if proven true, I think are quite damning. And I don't think anyone would sit idly by and accept them if they are found to be the case.
Labor's Penny Wong was asked if Mr Setka should resign from the CFMEU.
Well, he should certainly consider his position. His comments are not in step with the values of the movement, the Labor movement.
Behind closed doors of union offices, pressure is building on John Setka to resign, but he's refusing to step aside. The AWU's Daniel Walton was asked if Mr Setka should go.
Well, I think the CFMEU, in fairness to them, have got a lot of processes to work through, as no doubt John does in trying to form a defence. I think it's the normal advice we provide to members during these circumstances is to stand down, to gather their thoughts, to be able to put a position forward.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also weighed into the debate.
They can root out one Labor thug in the union movement, but there's plenty more where John Setka came from.
John Setka and the Victorian branch of the CFMEU have not responded to the ABC's request for comment, but Mr Setka has told other media outlets that his remarks about Rosie Batty were taken out of context. Despite that, Anthony Albanese says there's no place for him in the Labor Party. He's made it clear the expulsion is due to Mr Setka's comments about Rosie Batty and not the fact he's been charged with using a carriage service to harass a woman.
So I don't want to interfere with anything that is before the courts, but I will intervene to ensure that someone who has views, particularly with regard to family violence and the role of women in society, that is so outside the parameters of the mainstream views, not just of the Australian Labor Party, but the mainstream views in this country, I don't want him in the same party that I lead.
Mr Setka is also set to lose his role on a Victorian government body that brings together building industry representatives.
Stephanie Boris with that report.